think the most significant thing that strikes me about that video is not so much the video itself, but rather the timing. Tensions have risen to a very dangerous level, if you will, or at least a critical level within the Middle East, and specifically in regards to the U.S. and Iran and Saudi Arabia. This is almost I want to call it a PR, but sort of a positioning, if you will, on the part of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and his message and movement for relevancy in view of a greater, backdrop or in the context of the unfolding events.
So why should Americans, Westerners, care about this video?
It's a reminder that although the threat's in check, it's not gone. The other thing is, it's the potential of proxy, either directly or indirectly, as a means of attack against the U.S. or U.S. interests in the Middle East.
So, does he have the weapons, the money, the people, and the opportunity now to do anything?
At a local, regionalized level, particularly within Iraq, certainly an impact, not a deciding factor. I think, if anything else, can also garner public sentiment, if you will, in favor of his cause. And I would add to that, look, the past few years, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and his organization in particular have been on the ropes. My word, as a result of that, the desire to regain some prominence and perhaps even positioning themselves and himself as a role in any anticipated coming conflict, I think is critical.
What did you see in the video that we should remember?
Well, I think if anything else, presence, meaning that it's also an effort, or I think the overlay is that presence is that while there isn't significant activities, the ability to convey that message is an indicator of continued presence and an attempt to convey longevity and relevance.
As you look at this coming a few days after Ayman al-Zawahiri's video, a few days after September 11th, and as we press ahead with this continuing war in Afghanistan, do you have any thoughts about the role of ISIS in all of that? Because clearly they're a rival to al-Qaeda, but they're also a proponent of much of the damaging activity inside of Afghanistan.
Yes. Well, I think there are some definitive parallels there. That is to say, both from a desired operational perspective and then a larger desire to position themselves strategically. I think the one big significance I think that we should draw caution from is not to make too much of the parallels as if to imply that there is a direct correlation or is this sort of a restatement of the videos associated with the events of 9/11 as an indicator, if you will, of larger attacks or incidences to come. The reason why I say that is that the operational capability and capacity has, on the part of Abu Bakr and his affiliated organizations, is very largely diminished. However, what the opportunity that they're trying to seize is to play a role in the seams, if you will, between the larger geopolitical events to come. That is to say, Iran, the United States, and Saudi Arabia, and any other Arab forces in particular, which may side, with Saudi Arabia in carrying out a strike. The other point that I would make also, too, is that, the interesting thing about Abu Bakr himself, personally, and I think you see a hint of that in his organization, is that they play very much, again, my words, within the seam. His organization is interesting, and his own personal perspective is interesting as well, in the sense that although he is a Sunni, he has a lot of ties and or overlays to Shia. And so we won't see, in terms of his organization, the classic Sunni-Shia divide in choosing allegiances, as you will, so readily. Particularly about the fact that, he is attempting to regain relevancy in Iraq. the last thing I would add as well is that the reason why it's attempting to gain relevancy in Iraq is to gain ground. And so if you have the larger players in the region aligned against, you know, their perceived traditional enemy, the U.S., traditional, certainly not Shia Sunni in this regard, is that he also perceives an opportunity, you know, to play in those spaces, which I think he perceives are going to be void of attention on the part of the U.S. during any coming conflict.
Terrorism analyst Bruce Alexander, president of Security One Solutions. J.J. Green, WTOP News.